the number one ladies detective agency. Written and dramatised by Alexander McCall Smith. Episode 4, Tears of the Giraffe.
What could I say about my life? I was very fortunate. I had a business which was doing quite well, the number one ladies detective agency, the only detective agency in Gaborone, for the problems of ladies and others. I was proud of that. I had my house on Zebra Drive, I had my tiny white van, and now I had a fiancé, Mr. J.L.B. Matakoni, the finest mechanic in all Botswana, and a gentleman too. It seemed that I had everything that a person could possibly want. But then I discovered that I had rather more than I had bargained for. It seemed that I had acquired some children, 2 children to be precise, 2 children of whom I was unaware. How can you be unaware of having children, you might say? Well, this all had to do with Mr. J.L.B. Matakoni, who was a very kind man, and who was always being asked to do things by Ma Potokwani, matron of the orphan farm. Ma Potokwani knew about Mr. J.L.B. Matakoni's kindness, and she also knew about his weakness for fruitcake.
They are rehearsing that song, Mr. J.L.B. Matakoni, but I asked the teacher to make sure that they were singing when you arrived. It is good of you to come out here again, so soon after your last visit. You are very kind.
What is it this time, Ma Potokwani? The water pump? Has it stopped working again?
That pump. It is a good pump, you know. Just a bit temperamental.
It is time to get a new one. That pump is like an old donkey that is broken with too much work. There comes a time, you know...
But you yourself said that they don't make pumps like that anymore, Mr. J.L.B. Matakoni. You said that, remember? Well, if they don't make pumps like that, then how can we replace it? We must keep it going.
There are new pumps. There are some very good new pumps.
But they would not be the same. And they would have many problems too. New problems. Then where would we be? No. It is much safer to stick with a pump one knows. But I didn't ask you out here to talk about pumps, Ra. I thought we would talk about something else. And I have made some fruitcake. Some very fine fruitcake. I have put in extra currants. You do like currants, don't you? I thought so. Here, have this piece. It is very big. And tell me, how is Ma Ramotswe?
She's very well, thank you, Ma. She has been working on some very difficult cases. She is trying to find out how a young man disappeared many years ago. I do not know how she will find that out. But she's a very good detective, and so we shall see.
It must be very difficult to find out what happened in the past. It's like looking for something on the ground after the rains have fallen. Everything is different. The years are like the rain, aren't they, Ra?
I am not sure. Perhaps they are. I have never thought of that. Now, this business of that pump, Ma,
Are you going to live in your house or in her house once you're married? I've been thinking about that and wondering. Your house is big, but Ma Ramotswe's house on Zebra Drive is big too. 2 big houses with lots of bedrooms. Seems a pity to have all those bedrooms and not have anybody staying in them. Don't you think, Ra?
I do not mind too much. I use the extra room for storage.
Now, I was thinking, you know, that those extra rooms would be very much liked by some of the orphans. You know how we like to find homes for the children. Foster homes, they call them. The child lives in the house, in a spare room, just like one of your spare rooms, for example.
I am sure that the children are happy with that. It must be good for them to stay in a house. But I am not sure...
Let me tell you a little story, Mr. J.L.B. Matakoni. There are a brother and a sister here, very good children. They lived up in the north with their mother, who was a bushman lady, really. One of the Masawa, as people call them. But these children were of mixed parentage. A mother who moved around the bush, and a father who was a Motswana, same as you or me. They went around with the mother's people. Then the mother became late. And you know what those people did? I have heard that they did these things, but I could not imagine that it still happened. They buried the mother's baby, a baby son, with her, because they could not look after a tiny baby. But the daughter, who was 8 or so, was watching from the bushes. And she ran out a little later, scraped the sand off the baby, and made him breathe again. And he was all right. So she took him off with her and walked all the way to Francistown.
That is a very strange story.
And it gets stranger. When she reached Francistown, some kind people let her live in the back of their yard with this little baby brother of hers. And she lived there for 4 years until she was about 12. Then she became ill, and she ended up not being able to walk and sitting in a wheelchair that somebody had got for her. She was still looking after her younger brother. Then they came here. We gave them a home.
All that makes me sad, Ma. There are many sad things that happen, but at least this has a happy ending.
Yes. But it could have an even happier ending if we found some kind person to give them a foster home. Would you like some more fruit cake, Mr. J.L.B. Matakoni? Take this big piece. Go on, it's good for you. This girl, by the way, is a good cook. I have taught her to bake fruit cake. Now, those spare rooms of yours.
Are you pleased, then? Are you pleased with these new clothes?
Oh, they are very fine, Ra. I am very happy. I have never had a dress like this.
And you, young man, are you pleased with those new shoes?
Oh, my brother is very pleased, Ra. He is too nervous to talk now, but he will start to talk later. He will start to talk when we are living in your house. You are very kind, Ra, to give us a home.
Good. I hope that you will be happy there. Ma Potokwani said that you were very anxious to live in a house.
Oh, it would be my first time living in a house. I have always lived in yards and then at the orphan farm.
You must keep your rooms tidy. You must see that your brother does.
Oh, he is a very good boy. He will do as I tell him.
That is good. Now then, I am just going over there to collect my post from the post office.
Okay.
I will not take your wheelchair up the steps. You can stay here with your brother in the shade. Then I shall buy us some Mopani worms from that lady over there. Would you like that?
That would be a very big treat, Ra. My brother loves those worms very much. There is a lady waving to you, Ra.
Huh?
Over there. She's coming this way. Look, look, she's waving again.
I must go to the post office. I'm in a hurry.
Did you not see me, Mr. J.L.B. Matakoni? Did you not see your own fiancé? I was waving, waving. You're going to the post office, I assume. I could have gone for you, you know, even today, even on a Saturday.
I am not sure if there will be any mail. I would not know. Maybe, perhaps I should go and check quickly. Then I can see you later, Maramotswe. You will have many things to do.
I am not that busy, Ra. And who are these children? Hello, children.
Hello.
You were talking to Mr. J.L.B. Matakoni just then. Do you know him?
We are from Ma Potokwani's place, Ma. She has sent us to
they
come and...
They are from the orphan farm, Maramotswe. This is Moteleli and her brother, Puso. They are good children. Now I must go and check the post.
From Ma Potokwani? You said that Ma Potokwani sent you somewhere. Did she send you to the post office?
No, she sent us to Mr. J.L.B. Matakoni's house. We are to live with him there now. That is what she said.
You are living with Mr. J.L.B. Matakoni? You are living in his house now?
It is a very fine house, Ma. Very big. We each have a bedroom. I am very excited. And now he has bought us these new clothes.
That is very kind of him. Mr. J.L.B. Matakoni, could we have a quick word together? Over here. Yes. Just come over here for a moment. The children will be all right where they are. Well, Ra, what is all this about? Is it true? Have you taken on these children? Did Ma Potokwani get round you? I think you owe me an explanation, wouldn't you say?
Oh, Maramotswe, this is very awkward for me. I went out there, you see, and you know how she is. She would not take no for an answer. She never does. It's the same with the pump and their van, too. The brakes on that vehicle, I have fixed them and fixed them, and I have warned her about safety, and she says, please fix them again, Mr. J.L.B. Matacone. That is what she says. And then there is that fruitcake of hers. She keeps giving me pieces and won't take no for an answer. You know how pushy she is. It wasn't my idea to take on those children. I promise you that. I shall get her to take them back to the orphan farm. I will do that this afternoon.
Stop, Ra. Just stop. Are you seriously suggesting that we should send the children back? After they have been given their rooms and their new clothes, do you think that I would expect that?
I should have asked you, Maramotswe. I know that. I should have asked you. The children will be disappointed, but they might find another foster home.
Mr. J.L.B. Matacone, look at me. Look into my eyes. Do you think I could send children away? And do you think that I am cross with you? Are these the eyes of a person who is cross?
I do not know, Ma. You have a very good reason to be cross with me. I am a weak man. I let that bossy woman push me around.
Stop, Mr. J.L.B. Matacone. I will not hear you call yourself a weak man. You are not a weak man. You are the kindest man in Botswana. The kindest, kindest man. And I am not cross. I was cross for a tiny little while when I first heard your story. But then I thought, what other man would do what you have done? I am a very lucky woman to be engaged to be married to the kindest man in all Botswana. That's what I have been thinking. So let's not talk about it anymore. Let's take the children back to your house, collect their things, and take them straight to my house on Zebra Drive. That is a better place for them to live. Your house, I'm afraid, is a bit of a mess, even if it is a very fine house in other respects.
You can come in, Mr. J.L.B. Matacone. Yes, you can come in. Maro Motswe isn't here, but please come in.
I was passing by. I thought that I might just drop in.
Now that you're engaged to Maro Motswe, you don't need any excuse to come here. And anyway, I've just made tea, and I would like to have somebody to drink it with. Why don't you sit down?
Thank you. Oh, it is so hot today. I was working in the garage back there, and I felt myself getting hotter and hotter. Thank you. We need rain, I think.
Has there ever been a time when we didn't need rain? I can't imagine any person in Botswana ever saying, oh, send this rain away. We have had quite enough rain. I cannot imagine that.
You are right. But we really do need it now. The cattle are looking thin. They need the new grass.
We never forget our cattle, do we? Even here in town, the cattle are the most important thing for us. Is that what we'll find in heaven, Ra? Sweet white kettle waiting for us.
I like to think that. I heard stories about that when I was young. They said that there were cattle in heaven. Such cattle as you are talking about. That is what they said.
Yes, kettle. Great white kettle. And these cattle will let the children, the late children, ride on their backs. And they will have kettlebells about their necks.
Yes, kettlebells. That is surely the sound we shall hear in heaven, if we ever get there, that is.
You are right. We can't count on anything. But listen, Ra. It is good to talk to you about cattle and heaven and so on. But there was something I wanted to ask you. I've noticed that even though you and Mara Motswe are now engaged to be married, I haven't seen an engagement ring on her finger. I have looked once or twice, you know. Not rudely, I hope. But sideways, like this. And I haven't seen a ring yet.
You'll be buying her one, I imagine.
A ring? I have not really thought about that matter yet, Ma.
Ah, Mr. JLB Matakone, you must think about that. Have you talked to her about what sort of ring she would like?
Oh, I have not talked about that yet. Aren't these rings mostly for very young girls when they get engaged? Mara Motswe is not that young, you see. Perhaps she does not want a ring like that.
No, Ra, no. Every lady likes engagement rings. That is a very well-known fact. You can go out there and ask any lady at all, and she will agree with me. And an engagement ring has to have a diamond in it. That is another thing on which ladies are agreed.
A diamond? But diamonds are... they are very expensive, are they not?
Oh, there is no doubt about that. A diamond is expensive. That is why ladies like them so much. If they were not expensive, they would not be so popular. That is probably true. But when you ask a lady to marry you, then that is something that you just have to accept. So you must accept that, Ra. And you wouldn't want to disappoint Mara Motswe, would you?
No. I would not wish to disappoint her. She is a very fine lady.
Then I suggest that you take her to the jewelers as soon as possible. She'll be very pleased. Make it a surprise for her.
So, Mama Kutsi, what has been happening around here?
I have been sitting here. The telephone rang. I answered it. It was a wrong number. Then it rang again and nothing happened. Mr. JLB Matakone dropped in. Then I did some important work.
I must hear about this important work. But first, tell me, what did Mr. JLB Matakone want?
Oh, he just came for a chat. He was feeling hot at the garage and he came and drank a cup of tea here. I think that he wanted to see you, but he got me instead. I talked to him about this and that, capital, you know, some other things too.
Other things?
Oh, nothing in particular. Except for one thing, I suppose.
And that thing, Ma, what was that thing?
Well, I'm not sure if I should tell you, but maybe I should. Mr. JLB Matakone is planning a surprise for you, Mara Motswe.
That is very interesting. A surprise. Well, now, what would this surprise be, I wonder?
It could have something to do with a ring, Ma. But I wouldn't wish to spoil it for you. It is to be a surprise. The diamond ring will be a surprise.
I see. Well, that is very interesting. You are quite right to keep it as a surprise. Thank you, Ma. Now, what about this work you have been doing? What was that?
Well, Ma, you remember that photograph we found in that bit of newspaper? The one we found out there with those people had lived. That young man from America who was missing.
Yes, I wanted to look at that again.
I've already looked, Ma. While you have been away doing all those things, I've been working on that. And I think I found out who that man in the photograph was. The local man. That man called Ranta.
How, Ma? You are a very quick detective. Tell me about this.
Well, it is a very unusual surname, that. And so, I looked in the telephone directory. I think that is the most useful book there is for a detective, the telephone directory. And I found that there were only two Rantas. There was a Mrs. Ranta, who gives a box number as her address. And then there was somebody called Dr. O. Ranta.
Well done, Ma. That is exactly how a detective should work.
I found out more. I thought that this Dr. O. Ranta was probably the one we were looking for. Especially as it says under the photograph, Dr. O. Ranta. But then we want to know more about him, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
So that you can go and see him. But if you telephone somebody directly and say, tell me about yourself, they will surely put the telephone down immediately, or I would. So, I telephoned the other Ranta and said, are you the mother of the Ranta I am looking for? Are you the lady with that clever son?
Most mothers would say yes if you ask them whether their sons were clever. That is how mothers feel about their sons.
This one did. She said, oh yes, I am the mother of Dr. Ranta of the University of Botswana. That is my son.
And then?
And then I said, I think I met him years ago when he was living out at that place where they grew vegetables. That commune place. And she said, oh yes, I remember that place. It did not work, although the people there tried and tried. She gave me his telephone number at the university. She said that he is always happy to see people there. She said that he was one of the most popular members of staff there is. She said that it was only a question of time before he became the principal. She said, though, that there were some jealous people, and these people spread bad rumors about her son. They said that he was too friendly with some of his female students. She said this was the sort of thing that one had to expect when one was very successful and people were envious. Gossip, she said.
She is a loyal mother.
Yes, she is. I left it at that. I didn't want to deceive that woman.
You are right. And well done, Ma. You have found out some important information.
And now?
And now I shall have to pay a visit to this Dr. Ranta. I have a feeling that he knows what happened all those years ago. The only question is, how am I going to get him to talk?
I have no idea. You are the detective, Ma.
Yes, but you have done some rather good work yourself, Ma. Do you think it would be a good idea to promote you?
To make me senior secretary? Yes, it would, Ma. It would be a very good idea. You know that I got 97% in the final examinations of the Botswana Secretarial College.
I wasn't thinking of senior secretary. I was thinking of promotion to assistant detective. Would you like that, Mama Kutsi?
Oh, Mara Motswe, you are a very kind lady. Grace Makutsi, assistant detective. It sounds just right. But may I ask you something, Ma? When from, Ma? When will the promotion take effect?
From 3 o'clock, Mama Kutsi. After you have made us a pot of bush tea.
Ra? Excuse me, Ra?
Yes?
I wonder if you could turn the engine off, Ra. Just for a moment.
I am very busy, Ra. And do you hear that? Do you hear how that engine sounds? Ah, that engine is happy now. It was unhappy when it was brought to me. Now it is very happy. Engines have feelings, you know. There now. What can I do for you, Ra? I don't believe we have met.
No, we have not met, Ra. We have not met. I am a friend of your maid, Florence Pico.
I see. That lady has been working for me for a long time now. But I do not know her friends. They do not come to the house.
No, perhaps they do not.
Is there something wrong with my maid? Is that why you've come to see me?
There is nothing wrong with her. No, she is not ill, I suppose. But there has been an incident. A very bad incident. Your maid has been arrested, Ra. That is what I have come to tell you.
She has been arrested? Why has she been arrested? What has she done? She is an honest woman. I do not think that she would steal anything.
It is worse than that, Ra. She has been arrested for being in possession of a gun. The police found her with a gun and they have arrested her. It is very bad for her.
A gun? This is very strange, Ra. Are you sure? Why would she have a gun?
There are many reasons why people have guns. Sometimes they have guns because they are planning to kill somebody. Sometimes they have guns to defend themselves, and sometimes they have guns for another reason altogether.
Yes, what is that reason?
They may have a gun to plant on somebody else and get that person sent to prison. They may have got the gun and then asked somebody they knew, their boyfriend, for example, to plant the gun in that other person's house. Then that other person would be sent to prison. And then the boyfriend may think, oh no, I may not be perfect, but I am not so bad as to do a wicked thing like that. And then the boyfriend may decide to go to the police and say, if you go to the house of that maid, you will discover that she has a gun in her bag. That is what he might do.
Why are you telling me this, Ra?
Because that boyfriend may suddenly decide that he has had enough. And he might think that maid is a wicked lady. And then he might think that he has done some things which are not very kind to the maid's employer. Slept in his bed, for example, while he was not in the house. eaten his meat, done that sort of thing, and he may decide that it is time to say sorry to that man.
I don't know what to say about all this. I really don't.
You don't have to say anything, Ra. It is too late for that maid of yours. She is going to prison for her wickedness. No, you do not have to say anything about that. But there is something that I must say.
And what is that thing, Ra? What do you have to say?
Sorry, Ra. That is what I have to say.
Right. You can open your eyes now, Madam Otswe. We have arrived.
Are you sure, Ra? I've had them so firmly closed since we set off. I have no idea where we can be. No idea at all.
That is because this is a surprise. But now the time has come to open your eyes.
Very well. There. I am looking. Oh, now what do I see? I think I know where we are, yes. We are outside the dry cleaners. You are taking me to the dry cleaners, Ra. That is a big surprise.
There is a dry cleaning place, yes, but that is not where we are going. Look to the right. What do you see, Ma?
A small boy sitting on the pavement. He has no shoes on and he is tormenting a little group of ants by the look of it.
And behind him, what is that shop behind him?
That is Judgment Day Jewelers. The Jewelers. Mr. J.L.B. Matakoni, am I right to think...
You are, Ma. You do not need to be a detective to work this out, I think. I am going to buy you something. If you just come with me now, we shall go inside. They will help us, I think. Oh, there are so many rings.
Ah, here he is. He will help us.
Good afternoon, Ra. Good afternoon, Ma. Is there anything I can show you? A nice necklace, maybe?
I am looking for a ring. Not for myself, you understand, but for this lady here. She is my fiancée now. She needs a ring.
Well, congratulations. That is very good news. It is always good news when people get engaged. It is good news for everybody. And we are the ones who help to tell the world about that good news. There is nothing like a fine ring to tell everybody that one is engaged to be married. It is a very fine tradition. Now, if you look here, you will see some very good rings. This one, for example, has three quite big diamonds, and the ring itself is made of white gold. That is very fine. It is more fashionable today to have white gold, although yellow gold is very fashionable too. Everything in here is the latest fashion.
That is a very big ring, but I am not sure whether it is right for us. I think that Madam Otswe here would be happy with just one diamond. She is not a flashy lady.
Except maybe when it comes to rings. I do not think that it is flashy to wear three diamonds, Ra.
Of course not, Ma. But if your fiancé here is a bit concerned about price, then we must respect that. Look at this nice ring here. It has one diamond, but it is a fine diamond, and it would be a very good engagement ring. What do you think, Ma?
It is very pretty, and I think it fits. Just a little squeeze at... there.
You have what we call a fuller finger, Ma. We can make the ring bigger if you wish.
No, it's fine. My finger is a traditional shape, but this ring fits very nicely. What do you think, Mr. J.L.B. Matakoni?
Is that a Botswana diamond, Ra? Is that one of our fine Botswana diamonds?
Most certainly. That is from a Botswana mine. You are making a patriotic choice.
If you like that one, Madam Otswe.
Yes, I do like it, Mr. J.L.B. Matakoni. And I like you too. You are one of the most generous men in Botswana, and I am a very, very lucky woman.
You must show it to Mama Kutsi. She was the one. She is very interested in these things.
Oh, I shall show her. I shall certainly show her. And I think she will say,
Mara Motsui, what a beautiful engagement ring. That is a very good choice.
Thank you, Ma. I am very pleased with it. And it's a Botswana diamond too, they said. That makes me even happier.
Our diamonds are very fine, I believe. And our men are too, when they get organized. I am glad that Mr. J.L.B. Matikuni got round to getting that ring. Men sometimes need to be given a little bit of a push.
Quite so, Ma, quite so. And on that subject, there's our friend, Dr. Ranta. I think it is time for us to pay the university a visit. Would you like to come with me now that you are an assistant private detective?
I am quite ready, Ma. How will we find him? The university is a very big place.
But like all big places, it's a village. You'll see. I wouldn't be at all surprised if we found out quite a lot about this man just by asking the right person. That's all you have to do, Ma, you know. Ask people. They usually are quite happy to tell you everything you need to know. So you find a suitable-looking door and you knock on it. Coco, may I come in?
You may come in, Ma. And you too, Ma.
You are the secretary?
I am one of the secretaries. There are many of us here. I am a secretary Gridwando, which means I've been here forever. I'm always here.
You once at the Botswana Secretarial College, were you, Ma?
I was, yes. I was, Ma.
Ah, a very fine college. I am Grace Makutsi, by the way. I was there too. And this is Mara Motswe, who is my boss. She is a detective.
And she is an assistant detective. We are hoping to speak to a member of staff here, a Dr. Ranta. Could you tell us where we might find him?
Him. Join the queue. They are always looking for him. This person, that person. Why they bother, though, I don't know.
It sounds as if he has many friends.
Not in this office, Ma. Don't ask me about Dr. Ranta.
Don't ask you about Dr. Ranta? Very well, I won't ask you about him. But if I did, just imagine that I did, what sort of answer would you give? Not that I am asking you, of course.
Where would one start? Would one start with the womanizing? With the fact that he picks on a different woman student every few weeks? Would one start them? Or would one just take one kiss, one poor girl, and tell you about what happened to her? I happen to know her, you see, and I know that he showed her an examination paper if she would agree to see him. That girl was very frightened. She's my cousin's daughter. I heard all about it from her. Not that anyone will touch him. No, not the great Dr. Ranta. Everybody is too impressed and too scared all at the same time.
Oh, that girl. Yes, I know about that girl. Poor Margaret. I was very sorry for her.
Margaret, who is this Margaret? That must be a different girl. The girl I'm talking about is called Angel, not Margaret.
Of course, Angel. Yes, that is the one. Where is his office, Ma? We might just try to see if we can find him in.
This door?
Yes, this is the one. It has his name too. Dr. O. Ranta, PhD, Princeton. That sounds very impressive, doesn't it? Impresses the girls, I suppose.
What are we going to say to him, Ma? This is a very clever man.
And we are very clever ladies. Don't you worry. We'll get this man to speak to us.
Yes, yes, come in. What is it? If you've come to clean the office, I'm busy. Go away and come back later, 5 o'clock maybe.
Oh, we are not the cleaners, Ra. We may look like it, but we are not.
Then what do you want? I'm very busy.
Just a talk, Ra. Just a talk about something that happened a long time ago. Now, do you mind if we come right in and sit down? That chair over there, Mama Kutsi. I'll sit here.
Oh, listen, Ma, I don't have time to talk to anybody at the moment. I'm working on something very important. Now, if you want to see me, make an appointment.
We won't take too long, Ra. Just a quick talk. It's about what happened 10 years ago out of that place. You know the one. The place where that young American disappeared.
I don't know who you are or why you're interested in this. In a moment, I'm going to phone the security people and tell them there is an intruder. Two intruders in my room. Understand that, ma'am?
I wouldn't do that, Ra. I wouldn't do anything silly like that. You see, I know about Angel. In fact, Angel has given me a full statement, as have two other girls. They have decided to give me their statements in writing. They are very interesting documents, Ra, and they are all about you. Now, Ra, that seems to have made you look worried. You aren't worried, are you, Ra? You aren't worried that finally somebody is prepared to speak out about what you have been doing? Abusing your position? Revealing the contents of examination papers to selected lady students? Very bad, Ra. How would it feel to be an unemployed university lecturer? Sent back to your village? Not much to do there, Ra? How are you at planting melons? Maybe you could do that.
Now, what do you want of me?
Something very simple. The story of what happened that night. I think that you know exactly what happened and you could tell us. You could put that poor woman's mind at rest. That American lady. You could help her.
You are blackmailing me, aren't you, ma? How do you feel about that? How do you feel about blackmail?
You can call it blackmail if you like, Ra. I would call it getting to the truth. I would call it setting things to rest, but you can certainly call it blackmail if you wish.
Now, the truth may seem very ordinary when you hear it, ma. It may not help as much as you think it might.
You leave that for me to decide. You leave it for me and that American lady to decide whether the truth helps or not.
All right.
I don't like blackmail. I really don't. I also don't like telling lies. But on that afternoon in the office of that man, I told lies and used blackmail. But I think that it was the right thing to do, because there was no other way of getting that selfish man to tell me the truth. And he did tell me. There in his office, he sat there, like a little boy caught in the act of stealing something, looking guilty and frightened, and he told me the story that he should have told right at the beginning, but did not. There had been several people staying at the commune at that time. There was her son, Michael Curtin, there was Dr. Renter, there was the German, Burkhardt, and there was a South African woman called Carla. Michael and Carla were living together in one of the houses, but she moved out and started living by herself in a small hut. Then Dr. Ranta used to go and see her there at night. Michael did not like this, and he found them together one night in that hut. He started to shout and accused her of betraying him. Then he ran off into the bush. It was night. And you shouldn't run off into the bush in places like that. It's dangerous. So Dr. Ranta went after Michael and eventually found him. They struggled, and then, very suddenly, Michael fell backwards. They were on the edge of a small donga, a small ditch, and Michael tripped and fell back into that. It must have been the way he landed. People can break their necks just with a little fall. Carla arrived, and they decided that they would have to dispose of the body because if they told anyone, people would think that Dr. Renter had killed Michael in a fight. So they put him into a large anthole nearby, and that was all that happened, except for one thing. Carla was carrying Michael's child. She went away, and she had his child. And there was nothing else. At least from his point of view. But for me, it was just the beginning. I had some further inquiries to make, of course, but those were easy with the information that Dr. Ranta had provided. I found Carla quite easily. She was running a small hotel up north, and I took Mrs. Cutton up there. It was a very important trip for her, a very important trip, because she was going to meet her grandson, a boy she had never known existed. So, now she knew what had happened to her son, that it was an accident, and she had found his own son. That was very important for her. It was everything that she wanted. Then on the way back, when I was driving Dawn to Habaroni with her so that she could start her journey home, we stopped at the side of the road where some women were selling baskets. They were beautiful baskets, woven by the ladies who were selling them.
That one, Ma Ramotswe, look at that basket over there. Isn't that a beautiful one?
It is a very special basket, this, Ma. Yes, I know baskets like this.
Those little marks all the way down the side, that design. Why those marks?
This design, Ma, is called Tears of the Giraffe. It is a very special design that the basket ladies use.
Tears of the Giraffe. What a strange idea. What does it mean, Ma Ramotswe?
Those little marks are meant to be the tears of the giraffe, Ma. The giraffe has nothing to give, so it gives its tears. Do you like it?
I like it very much. And what a nice story about the giraffe giving its tears. Wouldn't it be nice if that were true?
Perhaps it is, Ma. Perhaps it is. I went home after that, back to my house on Zebra Drive in Habaroni in the Republic of Botswana. That is where I belong, among people I love. I am a fortunate woman. I live in a good place, I have a fine fiancé, and I have my own business, the number one ladies' detective agency. It is not a big business, but I am happy with my work. I am called to help people with the mysteries in their lives. That is what I am called to do. And there would be more mysteries to solve, more people to help, and more stories to tell about the lives of these people here in Botswana. I shall tell them one day, but now I think I shall sit down and make myself a cup of bush tea. It is good tea, and that is what I drink as I sit here on my veranda and close my eyes and think about all that has happened.
The number one ladies detective agency was written and dramatized by Alexander McCall Smith. Ma Ramotswe was played by Claire Benedict. Ma Makutsi by Nadine Marshall. And Mr. J.L.B. Matakoni by Joseph Marcel. Ma Potokwani was played by Janice Akwa. Mrs. Curtin by Nancy Crane. The Jeweler by Emmanuel Igodaro. Motolele and the Secretary by Bemisola Ikimelo. Philemon by Chuck Iwuji. And Dr. Ranta by Willie Jonah. The director was Gaynor McFarlane.